Monica Hall had just lost twins in a painful miscarriage. But then she watched as a group of women put the love of Christ on display.
They cried with me when I lost my babies. It was their tears, and that ministered to me that they were carrying that for me so deeply in their own hearts.
This is the Revive Our Hearts podcast with Nancy DeMoss Wohlgemuth, author of Lies Women Believe. For Thursday, April 3rd, 2025, I'm Dana Gresh.
Every one of our stories includes ups and downs. Monica Hall experienced that in a dramatic way. She's a pastor's wife who was serving the Lord faithfully when suddenly some unexpected plot twists tempted her to despair.
Just felt very isolated, very alone, very hurt. I didn't like the story God had written for me.
In this dark season, she even began to doubt God himself.
God, I don't even know if you love me. I don't know if it's true that you're good.
If you've ever been tempted to think that way, stay tuned. You're about to get a dose of hope and encouragement for navigating the twists and turns in life. But first, we're going to go back a few years and get to know Monica Hall.
Yeah, Nancy, in the early 2000s, Monica and her husband were preparing for a life of ministry, but he wasn't a pastor just yet. During this time, God began working on Monica's heart when she got a copy of your book, Nancy, Lies Women Believe and the Truth That Sets Them Free.
And I read it, and it stepped all over my toes.
And when we're facing those trials, we're vulnerable to believe things that just aren't true. So we tend to believe, for example, that if my circumstances were different, I would be different. I wouldn't be reacting this way if something had happened or this had not happened. Another lie is I shouldn't have to suffer. Everybody else does, but I shouldn't have to. Or my circumstances will never change. This will go on forever.
The first time I read through it, it was just, my heart was already there with a lot of things, you know, for my husband and for my children. And so it was more just confirming what I already knew to be true.
There are moments when we look at each other and I can't say what's in Robert's mind at any given point, but there are moments when we look at each other and we go to ourselves, I don't get this. I don't get you. This is more challenging maybe than we thought it would be in that moment. And the glue, what we keep going back to, what we found our love in, is God's covenant-keeping love for us, and then a covenant we made with each other to choose to love each other. With the love of Christ flowing through us by His grace, and as we said, in dependence on the power of His Holy Spirit.
My heart just resonated with it. And so from there, I just started looking for other resources by Nancy Lee DeMoss. So then 2008, we heard about the conference, but I had just had a baby and I couldn't go. And I was so disappointed because I thought it was a one-time thing. And I thought I've missed the chance for this True Woman conference. And so in 2010, lo and behold, it came around again. And I was able to go to the one in Chattanooga.
Let's just say, yes, Lord. How about that? Because He's the one who's going to enable us to do that. So let's say, yes, Lord. And if you've got that white flag of surrender and you want to wave it on those yes, Lords, you can feel free to do that.
And I'd been to women's conferences before, but this was a whole new level. I'd never been to a conference like this. And it just, I was in a very dry place, a hard place, and it just filled me up.
At that conference, Nancy invited women to say the phrase, yes, Lord, a statement of complete surrender. And each of us at the conference received a white handkerchief embroidered with that phrase. And we were encouraged to wave it like a white flag of surrender every time we felt God was speaking to us about surrendering to Him. It was an outward sign that our hearts were trusting Him.
We will seek to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
We will. And they read through the Truman Manifesto, and a friend had gone with me, and Nancy asked us to get our, you know, white hankies out of our bags and wave them if we agreed.
We will embrace and express our unique design and calling as women with humility, gratitude, faith, and joy.
Yes, Lord.
And my heart was just, yes, yes. And my friend was like, this is so silly. I feel so silly doing this.
Monica's heart resonated with the messages she was hearing, and she knew the truths would stick in her heart more effectively if she took a practical step of surrender and waved that white flag. She had a choice to make. Would she stay seated next to her friend, or would she wave the flag as an outward expression of what was happening in her heart?
I'm kind of a people pleaser, and I don't want to stand out, but I had to, and I raised that, and I waved that hanky, even though she was sitting next to me with her arms crossed.
And we will pray for a movement of revival and reformation among God's people that will result in the advancement of the kingdom and gospel of Christ among all nations.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
I surrender, Lord, whatever you're calling me to do. I'll say yes, because, you know, she says you can't say no, Lord. That's impossible. You know, if he's your Lord, you have to say yes.
As we're about to hear, Monica's attitude of surrender would be challenged when some seasons of life didn't go the direction she wanted. But the bedrock truth that God deserves our full surrender, that was cemented in her heart at the True Woman 10 conference.
And I went home and just probably my husband and I probably sat on the couch for 2 hours with me just spilling out everything that God had done at that conference.
Over the next couple years, Monica took what she learned from Revive Our Hearts and shared it with other women.
I taught Wise Women Believe in my church, a place of quiet rest at my church, just different ones, and I thought, I want to work with them someday.
That seemed impossible because Monica was a busy mom and a pastor's wife far from the Revive Our Hearts Ministry Center in Michigan. But at the True Woman 14 conference, Monica heard about the Revive Our Hearts Ambassador Program.
My ears just perked up. You know, I wanted to know what that was about because I'm kind of already, I don't know what that is, but it sounds like I'm kind of already doing it.
So Monica and her husband talked and prayed. Some women are called to serve as official ambassadors, but others may be called to serve in other more informal ways.
It's a calling. It's not just something we do haphazardly or, you know, flippantly. And so I prayed, my husband prayed, and we both felt confirmed. I had wanted to be a financial ministry partner, and we just were not in the position to even do $30 a month. We just couldn't. We were, you know, having a baby every other year and just in a little tiny pastorate. We just didn't have the money. And my husband said, maybe this is how you can give back. And so we both just felt confirmed in that. And so I said, we want to do it, and went through the process and came to training. And that was 6 years ago, so still giving back. And, you know, my hours have increased, and I've been able to give as my children have gotten older. When I first became an ambassador, I had 6 kids from 2 to 12 ages, and so I didn't have a ton of time to give, but I was able to hit, you know, the bare minimum. And as my kids have gotten older, it's freed me up a little bit. We homeschool, so I can, like, give them something to do while I go do a call a late, you know, a pastor's wife or something. So I've been able to give more time, and I just know this is what God has called me to do.
What exactly does an ambassador do?
Connect, encourage, and equip leaders to build up the body of Christ. And so we want to reach out to leaders in the church, whether that's a pastor's wife or a women's ministry leader in title, or a lot of them don't have that title, but they're organizing women's ministries in their churches.
Hi, I'm Angela Temples, and I have the privilege of leading the Revive Our Hearts Ambassador Program with ladies from across the country and around the world. The thinking behind these ambassadors is having leaders assigned to the wall in front of their house, much like Nehemiah did in the book of Nehemiah, where he signed workers to work on the wall in front of their houses. The only difference is these ambassadors are not leading to build a wall. They are connecting, encouraging, and equipping leaders to build up the body of Christ, specifically with pastor's wife and women's ministry leaders. That includes Bible study teachers, small group leaders, any leader of women. Revive Our Hearts ambassadors work on a volunteer basis to be a point of connection for the women's leaders and churches near them. And if you've been connected to Revive Our Hearts for a while and you're interested in giving back and serving in this way, please check out reviveourhearts.com/ambassador. We would love to have you join our team to build up the wall in front of your house. Here's Monica Hall again talking about making those connections with pastors' wives and women's ministry leaders.
just encourage them, be that safe place for them. Sometimes we're able to equip them with resources. The ministry is so generous to give us resources to give to them. So sometimes we're able to just gift to them, you know, the new Bible study that came out, or at least point them to it. We can just let them know what Revival Hearts is so rich in resources, and they might not know that this exists. And to also connect them with each other. So, like I said, it can be a very lonely thing in a lot of cases, not for everybody, but, you know, I might know someone in this town and someone in this town, and they didn't know each other, and they're only 20 minutes apart, and I can connect them with each other so that they've got someone, even if I'm not local to them, you know, in West Kentucky, they might be in East Kentucky, but then I can connect them with each other so that they've got someone just to walk on the journey with. So that's the, I think, the core of our focus.
When Monica became an ambassador and started encouraging pastors' wives, she didn't realize she would enter a season of needing that very same kind of encouragement. A few years ago, Monica's church went through a season of conflict.
My husband was a pastor, and there was just some hard things going on there. We didn't know if he was going to be asked to leave or if we were going to have to resign, and just felt very isolated, very alone, very hurt.
Around the time Monica was going through pain at church, another sad chapter was developing at home.
So I have six children, and we had always wanted to adopt, you know, and we were at a place that we felt like we were ready to do that. My youngest child was 3, I think, at the time, or 4. The Lord led us to embryo adoption.
When couples undergo fertility treatment, they sometimes leave behind embryos that remain frozen. Monica and her husband had a strong sense of conviction that these embryos needed to be brought to term and given a family. They felt called to adopt 2 of these embryos and spent 2 years raising the needed funds.
It's a grueling process physically for a woman who goes through that. And so we did. And then the embryos were transplanted in November of 2017. And we did 2. And so, and I miscarried those. And it was just, I'd had 2 miscarriages prior to that, but this one was just harder. It was different. You know, I'd been walking with the Lord for years at that point. I'm a pastor's wife, and it just took me to a place I hadn't been before, and to where I was questioning everything because I was so just puzzled by why God had led us down this path, called us to this, which we firmly believed, to not let those babies live. I didn't understand the point why we had to go through that. And my body didn't recover well from it, so I was experiencing physical problems that I wouldn't have been experiencing if we hadn't done it. It was a financial strain for us to do that. And I just had this longing for adoption that was our heart for those babies that I had lost, and I was angry.
Around this time, Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth re-released a book that had made such a difference in Monica's life years earlier.
It was the spring of 2018 when the new Lies Women Believe came out that was updated, but also had new material. And I was really curious to read that because I had loved the other one so much. And because as an ambassador, I knew I wanted to stay current on the resources. And so, yeah, I read it immediately. And a lot of it was, okay, yeah, this is just reiterating what I'm already at. But when I got to the chapter on unfulfilled longings, it's when it stopped being more of a, I want to read this book to just know what it says, and more of a, wow, God's using this book to do a work in my heart. It was a while after I read it. It was a while before I was really able to say, yes, Lord.
Nancy's next book also spoke to Monica's exact situation. Nancy and Robert Wolgemuth released You Can Trust God to Write Your Story.
Maybe you've been a Christian for a long, long time, but you've lost a sense of the fact that God cares about your story. And that God is intimately involved in your story in ways that maybe you can't see. God is writing a story in and through your life.
And that, I'm not going to say finished the process, but it definitely let me progress because I didn't like the story God had written for me. After that, we looked into other avenues of adoption, and every door closed to us. Foster care, doing embryo adoption again or just domestic, all the doors closed. And that was it. And I couldn't have any more children, you know, biologically. Every door for more children was closed. And I wasn't ready for that. And so I didn't like the story God was writing for me. And I was just had rebellion in my heart towards what he was doing.
I have a story. You have a story. Everyone has a story, no matter what age you are, no matter what your background. And your story is unlike anyone else's story. Now, you may think, as we talk about your story, well, there's nothing special about my story. I just have a boring, ordinary story. Or you may be kind of on the other end of the scale, and you think, my story is such a mess. I can't imagine that this story could ever turn out well. The mess you're referring to might be because of circumstances in your life that were beyond your control. Or some of the mess may be the result of, and this is true for all of us, by the way, of foolish or sinful choices that you have made. But maybe that's all that's come together. It's a big mess, and you are ashamed of your story. It's not a story you'd really want to share with anyone. And you think, there is no way my story will ever become something of great worth or great beauty. There's no way God could use my story. There's no way God could use me. Now, the fact is, whether you think that your story is too ordinary and insignificant to matter, or your story you think is too messed up to ever have a happy ending or to be useful to anyone, the fact is, your story matters to God. God cares about your story. And you may be listening to this program today, this podcast, this broadcast, and maybe this is the first time you've ever listened to this kind of teaching, Christian teaching, and you're thinking, God cares about my story? He does. Maybe you've been a Christian for a long, long time, but you've lost a sense of the fact that God cares about your story. And that God is intimately involved in your story in ways that maybe you can't see. God is writing a story in and through your life.
Reading that book then was really instrumental in helping me understand that he's the author, you know, of my story.
Not every chapter in this life has a happy ending, but we can be confident that every true child of God will live happily ever after. You can trust God to write your story. That's W-R-I-T-E. And you can be sure that in the end, he will write, that's R-I-G-H-T, your story.
As a Revive Our Hearts ambassador, Monica had supported discouraged pastors' wives in the past, but now she felt like she had nothing to give.
I just had no capacity to do that. And my ambassador sisters, they ambassadored me at that time. My birthday was in that same season, and Angela had texted or called and said, you know, can we video chat?
Angela Temples is the National Field Director for the Revive Our Hearts Ambassador Program.
And I didn't know it, but she had contacted several others of the ambassadors and asked them to join in. And they just prayed for me. You know, it was over Zoom. We weren't together. We were all spread out. But I had prayed my whole life for godly friends. My whole adult life, I just struggled finding. I mean, we moved frequently with my husband's ministry, so that was part of it. But the ambassador program, I didn't expect that aspect of it. I don't think any of us expected what it has turned into, but that's where God answered that prayer. And so I'm walking through the hardest season of my life and honestly just questioning, you know, God, I don't even know if you love me. I don't know if it's true that you're good. I don't know if I want to even do this anymore. And they held my arms up. They would just on a day they didn't know it was a hard day, but I would get a text, you know, from one of them, and they cried with me when I lost my babies, and nobody else had, people didn't understand. A lot of people don't place that as an actual human life, and so people would say, I'm sorry it didn't work out. But they cried with me. It was their tears, and that ministered to me that they were carrying that for me so deeply in their own hearts.
And that's what they did for me, but that's what our ambassadors long to do. You know, at that season, I was the lonely pastor's wife that we're called to reach out to. Pastor's wives are so lonely in a lot of cases, and they're carrying such burdens. And we as ambassadors, our heart is just to help them carry whatever it is that they're carrying. And that's what they did. You know, that was my role, but I couldn't do it right then. I needed them to do it to me, and that's what they did to me, and they are my dearest friends to this day, and I will forever be thankful for God calling me to this program. And now I'm in a, you know, a better place. God has done so much work in my heart. We're at a new church, and he's blessing that, and I feel like somebody said this morning, it's like you stepped out of the woods into the sunshine, and that's what I feel like. So now I'm so eager to finally be able to do the work that he's called me to do and to pass that on to other women's ministry leaders or pastors' wives. You can't confide to people in your church all the time. And we can be that for them. We can be a safe place. They don't have to be afraid to tell us things about church members because we don't know those ladies, you know, but we can pray for them. And I'm excited to be able to do that for others the way it was done for me.
Well, if you're in need of that kind of support, I hope you'll reach out to Revive Our Hearts. Connect with an ambassador in your area. Visit reviveourhearts.com/ambassadors. Again, that's reviveourhearts.com/ambassadors. And Nancy, I know a lot of women are listening and they're feeling like Monica. They might be walking through a very dark season of their own right now.
Yeah, I've had conversations with a number of women like that just in recent days. Lots of different circumstances and details, but some really hard stuff. So I think it might be helpful just to repeat some of the themes that we've heard today. And these are biblical truths, Dana, that you and I have had to cling to again and again when circumstances seemed too hard to handle. Mm-hmm. Number one, you really can trust God to write your story. That's not just a throwaway phrase. That's not a glib, something that's just a Band-Aid on a hemorrhaging heart. It really is true that God can be trusted because God sees what we can't see, and he knows what's for the ultimate best in our lives. And that's why we can say, no matter what's going on around us, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I receive this hard thing and trust you to bring glory to yourself through it. And the reminder that we can trust God with our unfulfilled longings, which we all have, because ultimately our fulfillment comes not from a life circumstance, not from receiving something we've desired, but from resting our hearts and our lives in Christ. That's our ultimate fulfillment.
Mm. And it's so exciting to see how God has used this ministry in one life, Monica's, and made such a huge difference in her story.
And I know Monica personally, and I've watched this process in her life and seen the beautiful way that God has redeemed the pain and is using her to speak into the lives of people who have their own pains. And there's so many beautiful stories like Monica's being written in the lives of women around the world because of the truth they've been exposed to through this ministry. God has used so many people to pray for Revive Our Hearts and to support the ministry financially. So if you've been involved in partnering with us in this ministry, you're part of Monica's story and all those other stories as well.
Oh, thanks, Nancy. You know, Monica's story is an example of what it looks like to say, yes, Lord, even when life is hard. Through Revive Our Hearts resources and the Ambassador Program, Monica was encouraged and emboldened for ministry. We hope you are as well. And Nancy's right. When you partner with Revive Our Hearts, you're impacting women just like Monica, women with real stories who need to be encouraged with the truth. To say thank you for supporting our ministry, we want to send you a copy of Nancy's book, Surrender, The Heart God Controls. We'll send it when you make a donation of any amount. You know, your giving makes it possible for us to love women in real, tangible ways. To donate, you can visit reviveourhearts.com and be sure to ask for Nancy's book when you do. Can God use anyone as a vessel for the gospel, no matter how broken they may be? Tomorrow's guest says her family background is proof that he can. Asherita Chuchu will tell us her story. Please be back for Revive Our Hearts. This program is a listener-supported production of Revive Our Hearts in Niles, Michigan, calling women to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.